Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's up, you guys? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
And, ooh, February is over.
Almost. And we're going to have to move those clocks up real soon.
Wait, are they still doing that?
Yes. Excuse me, yes. Yes, we are.
I thought we quit that.
No. What state do you live in? They keep talking about it, but they're not going to change it. People like it. Other people like it.
Okay. Oh, so it depends on the state.
It does. But it's only a few states that don't do it.
Okay.
Yes. So, what has your week?
Well, I'm actually trying to put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Oh.
So that it won't be bothering, you know, nobody. Did you share the link out?
I sure did.
Because I did not feel kind of bad about that. Sorry.
Well, I put it on Instagram, and then we can just post up that it's been recorded for those, who were not able to make it and that they at least know that it's there.
Okay. All right. That's even better. Okay. So, what was I saying? My week. So, wait, let's rewind.
Back it up.
So, beginning of February 1st, I thought that I was having an asthma attack, and I took myself to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have an asthma attack. It was something much more serious, and so I was in the hospital about a week. So I want to first apologize. I know you're like, girl, every single time y'all get on here, y'all apologize. I apologize because we weren't here. But I did have lots of content from the hospital because, of course, I had Gigi with me and I had stickers with me. And then once I got into my room, my son made sure that he brought me my planner bag, and
that was so sweet.
And it was still packed from the
the retreat, planner memories
social.
Yeah.
So I was
because it all happened so quickly.
So I had it and I posted it and, you know, everybody was getting sick from the event. Not everybody, but a lot of people got sick after the event. You know, that girl got in there. I don't know how she snuck her way in because that is the most preparedness for COVID precautions that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I would have to agree. But, you know, people, you can take a test and then get it tomorrow. You know, I'm negative today. Yeah, I have shots. Like, I got the shots, the booster, and how many times I haven't been hospitalized with this. So, I mean, but that's, again, that's not why you were sick, but there were some people who were sick from it.
Right.
It's just a chance you take. You know, it's like with anything now at this point. You're just cautious as you can be, but, hey, it happens. There's really nowhere you could blame, although I have a sneaky suspicion I know where it came from, but, you know, I'll keep that to myself.
You think, huh?
Yeah, I think I know.
So, with that, I thought I had it. I was really scared because, you know, I'm a COVID virgin. Thought I had it, but luckily I did not. I thought it was asthma. It was not. They were talking all kind of craziness. I don't know what to believe, so I don't want to speak it into existence, you know what I'm saying? But I will keep y'all posted. And either way it go, I just need y'all to keep praying for your girl to make sure that she is healthy and here to get on your nerves or to make you laugh and give you the laugh you deserve. Either way it go. So back to what I was talking about. Initially, the week. My week has been weeking. I have canceled 2 doctor's appointments this week. let's see what else I did. Oh, you know what? This week I decided that after being at the hospital, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to dress up and do me just for the sake of doing me. And so that's what I did this week. So I did have a little fun, you know, pulling out old faithful ponytails because my hair is raggedy right now, okay? So I pulled out a couple of old faithful ponytails and, you know, got cute, put on some clothes I ain't worn in a while. So everybody who was seeing me, like, in class and stuff was like, oh, look at you dressed today. All right. So, you know, I felt kind of good. What about you? How was your week?
Pretty good. I traveled for work. I still wasn't feeling well, as y'all can tell. I still have a little nasty cough, but it's not COVID, thank God. And Friday, Saturday, today I went shopping with my kids and my grandkids. And we went to dinner and cleaned.
Ooh,
you know,
go to your favorite place?
No, we went to Texas Roadhouse, which is not my favorite place. The best thing that they have is bread. So I filled up on the bread, and I had a chicken Caesar salad, which was good. I mean, it was good.
I'm not going to no steakhouse to eat no damn chicken Caesar salad.
Well, I didn't want a steak.
Okay, yeah. I know you don't like all the steaks.
But I didn't have my fill of steaks. So. But I did, while I was out of town, I've got a lot of packages.
Packages? You mean
like
happy mail?
Happy mail. So much. Yay. And I don't know if I told y'all, but I don't even know if I told you, that I am now scrapbooking again.
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, well, I'm now scrapbooking again since I got, 6 to 11 grandkids, and I've got 2 million pictures. I figured I would do something with them. So scrapbooking is what I started. That's how I got into crafting and every paper crafting. It's the gateway drug for me, was scrapbooking.
You know what? It is.
It is. So I did that. Anyway, so I started scrapbooking. So I got I went to a little event last weekend, and so I started, and so I needed to get all my stuff again. So now I've got another hoarding issue with hoarding scrapbook supplies. So I need another scrapbook bag because I'm going to another event this Saturday coming with an old friend. And so I needed all my supplies and stuff. So I bought a new bag, a new supply carrier, the little bag that you carry, you know, that you sit on top of the table. Yeah, but it's just specifically for that. But aside from the scrapbook and stuff, my planner stuff that I got, of course, got my Jane's Agenda subscription, which I changed to a half letter for last month because I got the new half letter from the cover-up queen.
Yay!
I got the whole, Queen's Gambit set up. So I'm going to take a picture.
It's a system, ain't it?
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
It's a system, baby.
It is. I'm going to post that. I got all the pictures. I took all the pictures. I just haven't posted it yet. And my new addiction. Oh, my God. Incense. I didn't realize it, though. I didn't realize I had an addiction. Like, I buy the Villa Beautiful ones from 2 years ago when they had those rainbow ones for the LGBTQI ABC. That was like two and a half years ago. I bought those from Villa Beautiful, and they're still in the pack, inside of their cases, inside of another pack. And I just, it's a habit now. When she releases new pens, I have to buy them, so I don't even use them. Pen Gems and the Angel Shop. The Angel Shop, I just posted those things on my Instagram. Oh, my God, and they write so good. They're like the best size
the fat, but then
into the pen gems.
I don't know, but so I did have some pen gems too because I won some before, and I think I had bought some one time. But it's just the pins. It's like I'm really into them. So this is what I need from the listeners. I need to store them because, honestly, I started counting, and I was up over 300 pins. Now, that's not just Villa Beautiful and these other pins. You know, I have the, what do you call them, shape gel pins. I have friction pins.
Can you send me some happy mail?
Yeah, you always do. And I forgot the other stuff when I saw you last time. So, yeah, I can do that this week. But anyway, just so many different pins that I have. I was up over 300 and some pins. Now, I want to see them. Am I going to use them all at the same time? Obviously not. How do I store them? Like, what do I use to store them? I have all the little Villa Beautiful things, and I set them on my desk. But, you know, I have grandkids, so, you know, they play with them and stuff. Plus, they just don't fit perfectly well in there. I don't know.
I have a you're going to hate when I say this, but it's from the Dollar Tree.
I don't hate that.
But it's like a crafter's circle thing. I think it's really for paintbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's circle, you know, a little circle. It's got a whole bunch of holes in it. And I have a lot of pens. I have lots of pens in there. But they're like pens that I can grab and go. They're not really the ones that I want to show off, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But those are for pens that I more use. All of my Pilots and my G2s and, you know,
Paper Mate,
all of that. They're in there. Wait, I have a question. Is your Pilot pen, no, is your Angel Shop pen, is it a ballpoint or is it a gel pen?
It's a ballpoint.
Or is it I love it.
Yeah. Listen, and it's not a pen. I've got a few of them. And now I had one previous, I don't know, some conference I went to or something, and I bought one. But I didn't realize.
Memory Social, right?
Yeah, but this was previous, like a year or so ago I got one from something. I don't even know what it was from. But anyway, I got one. And I liked it, but I didn't realize my love for it, which is probably kind of weird. But then in November, you know, I went to that other conference that I'll never go to again. And it was a rose gold one that she gave us in that bag. I guess she was a sponsor. And then we went to Planet Memory Social, and I got the Hufflepuff pen, I believe, because I'm a Hufflepuff, at the Harry Potter conference. So now I have all of them. I have all of them from every house, plus so many other pens.
I put them in my cart, and I didn't get it, but now you're making me want to go get it.
Yeah, you need to, because I have them all now, and I'm uber excited about them. And even about this little cute bag that she had, it's denim, and it has like a little heart, you know, those little balls that everybody's putting on the end of everything now, the keychains and all that. Well, anyway, there's a heart-shaped one on there. It's black. But the bag is blue denim. It's so cute. And just the perfect size for pins. So for now, I'll keep.
I'm sorry. I just got two pins, Harry Potter pins, in Happy Mail yesterday from Planning with Monica E. So shout out and thanks to the Happy Mail. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's my newest addiction is the pins. I mean, if you look around my craft room, people would probably say, well, how did she just figure it out? Because there's pins everywhere. There's like, but these, I really do use them. And I don't want people to think I don't use my Villa Beautiful pins, but I don't. Like, I'll get one and put it in my purse, and it's usually a pink one, or my laptop bag. And I'll use that one all the time. The rest of them are just literally on my desk set up, or either, like I said, in the bags or whatever, the packages that they came in. And I have a few pen gems. And the thing is, pen gems and Angel Shop, they really write really well, really smooth. I'll send you one.
Thank you.
I gotta think about it.
Which one do I have double of, right?
Yeah, and I don't have double, so maybe I'll just let you use one next time I wish you. But anyway, that's my new addiction. So that ends Jane's agenda. Oh, I'm gonna post this too. It's so cute. And this is because I'm a shopper. I saw this and I was like, oh, how do I get this? I don't know, you might have been seeing them on Instagram, these little mini suitcases, and they have 360 wheels, and they have, and they're really mini. They're like the size of your hand probably. But the one that I got, it had like, because, you know, I travel a lot, so I have, it has like toothpaste, Band-Aids. Hold on, let me see if I can get it real quick. I mean, but it's, I only got it because I could order a pink one. It has a little brush, Vaseline, makeup remover.
Did it come with all that stuff in it, or did you put all that stuff in it?
No. It came with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to post it and then tag the lady that I got it from. It has, like, emery boards, all kind of stuff. But anyway, it's so cute. It's, and it may be a little bigger than the pink one. I mean, maybe it's fit in Shaq's hand, but I don't know why I thought that, but anyway, I just wanted to get it. So, but yeah, it's so cute.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But they have people selling them with safety stuff in it for ladies also. Not this lady, but I've seen those too. So yeah, it's so cute. Yeah, but I'll post it. And it was $25, but I think it's a cute little novelty thing. So
right. I have been getting lots of happy mail. You know, when you're in the hospital and you got shit else to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, once I could breathe. Okay. Hello. Once I could breathe, I started buying shit. So, I had ordered some Dolls with No Face from Vodka and Tonic. Mm-hmm. And then she was having a sale on her kits that she was taking out of her shop. And so her kits were like 50% off. And, you know, they're really cute. It was like two sunflower kits. One of them is, of course, a bookish looking kit.
I didn't see any of those. Maybe when I ordered my stuff, because that came too.
Did you even open anything you ordered? And then I got this cute sticker. I guess it was a freebie, which I really appreciate. It says, I was petty today.
Oh,
I'll never need that. So I will.
You can gift it to me.
You're not going to use it if I gift it to you.
Oh, I will.
Okay, good. Okay, so then I had an order from Sugar Pop Fizz for I ordered her Little Mermaid collection, and something else, another cute little kit. I was feeling bright colors because I'm ready for the spring and, you know, to brighten my planner up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that I saw that was bright, I just add to cart. And then I was approached by a company called Fairy. Ooh, girl, speaking of PR, wait a minute. Okay, so let me go through this first. Fairy Love Design. I was approached by them, and she asked me if I wanted to be. First of all, I've never been asked, right? Like, I've always applied. But this time I was really asked, like, well, do you want to be on my PR team? And I was like, fuck yeah, hell yeah, you know? I was really excited, you know? But let me tell you what really impressed me the most. Tammy is such a nice lady, such a sweet woman. She's a white woman.
Oh.
And she was feeling some kind of way because, of course, she has fairies in her shop. A lot of her things are like, she sells crystals and jewelry. And I did like a reel showing the jewelry that she made and some of the crystals and pendants that she had. But anyway, she was talking about introducing some black fairies in her shop. And so she was asking me if I would like them or if the community would appreciate them, you know, seeing as though she's not a black woman. And I was like, yes, hell yes. And so these theories are so stinking cute. They just look like you just want to pinch them on the cheeks and hug them. I'll be
What's the name of her shop?
FairyLoveDesign.com. I think my code is Erica15, but this weekend there was the Subculture Syndicate sale, and so they have a bigger discount. I think it's 20% this weekend, but really cute stuff, a variety of shops in the sale, so you guys might want to check it out since TPC is no longer around.
Wait, is that the is that the box that you opened up on Instagram?
Yes. I didn't show the stickers. I just showed the jewelry.
No, I know, but I love that stuff. It was so pretty. I got to order from there.
You do. I just need to find me a necklace to go with my pendant because that was super cute. Wait, can we just get into this PR bullshit?
Yeah, yes. What are we waiting for?
Let me tell you. So, somebody hit me up privately and was like, hey, heads up, go watch this reel. And so I didn't go watch the reel automatically. You know, I just check all the DMs and messages first. And so then I go into another one of my group chats and I'm like, oh, shit, something done hit the fan. Because everybody is like, I can't believe this person stole this, that, and the third. And I support Darby. And I'm like, Darby? I know that name. Who's that? And so I go look at the reel, and it is from Planet Darby. And the reel is basically her calling out a shop that we have talked about a couple of times. About stealing her design. And so everybody in the comments are like, this is a very specific, unique design. This is very much you, Darby. We stand behind you. We stand for you. And she said that she approached the owner and that they basically doubled down.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she basically posted the receipts. And then somebody else was posting receipts about how the shop owner had called them a fat ass. And, you know, that is exactly how we got started here a year ago, by somebody in the planner community, fat shame and women. And we were like, you know what, here's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really put some people in a very precarious position.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, people who are on her PR team and, you know, people who buy her things.
Mm-hmm.
Customers, because the customers don't know she's stealing this shit.
Yeah.
Or if she's stealing, let me say allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm not saying anybody did anything.
But I'm going to say this. I'm neither a customer nor on the PR team, so I can say it. And I'm not speaking for you because I know that we, which is what makes us work, we agree and disagree about different things and whatever. But her fat shaming people, what she did, because they did post the receipt. It's a lack of professionalism, a lack of emotional intelligence, and a lack of vocabulary. Because when you have to resort to name calling, you know, using the derogatory terms towards women or men or whomever, you know, that's not how you handle things. If it were me and I felt I was innocent, she didn't even need to address anybody, honestly. she doesn't owe them that. But not only did she do that, when they posted it, then she comes in and doubles down and says, yeah, I said it, and I said I wasn't going to address it or whatever. Then her and her husband are arguing on the same post on Instagram. It was just so unprofessional. And as a black woman, embarrassing, honestly, to me. For me, it was. It was just like, are you kidding me? Like, that's not how you handle these things. I don't know what you have to do or what you don't have to do or whether she's right, wrong, whatever. Again, I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't order from either one of the shops. But where there's smoke, there's fire. Because I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this about our community just because I'm part of it. And I see it all the time. We will stand by people and say that they're not wrong. But if it were the other, on the shoes on the other foot, they would have that shop closed down by now.
Oh, hell yeah. And
so, but I don't want to make, it's not about race. It's just about these damn dolls that everybody sells.
So, that's, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like.
Well, in this case, it's about a flower.
About a bloom or something.
Right? Yeah.
And so the issue for me is, yes, you're absolutely wrong. You're wrong. If you stole it, you're wrong. If
mm-hmm.
you stole it, you're wrong. Period. Period. But here is my issue. When you do that as a shop owner, not only are you unprofessional, and, I mean, you're not making me look bad because I know how I handle myself, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times people do generalize.
Mm-hmm.
And, but here's my thing. You give your customers a bad name, guilty by association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to think enough of your customers or the people who, you know, are standing 10 toes down for you, promoting your things, it's bad because now do you want somebody to put that? Like, am I going to share? Are you going to share? Like,
right. And it puts you, right. It puts you and your name, you're in a bad position. You're promoting. And then people are like, why is she still promoting this stuff? And then, like you said, you have other people you PR for, and they're like, she'll, you know, do whatever. And you kind of don't want that to be connected to your name. Now, again, disclaimer, this is alleged. We're not accusing anybody of anything
exactly, except
the things we've had the receipt for, the name calling and all that. I think that was my issue.
Like,
it didn't have to go there.
On the post about this being done several times, like on the post that Darby made, about this happening, baby, it was so many people in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Going, damn. Talking about, so she's nothing but a fraud. She's done this several times. She owes me X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. Now, I will never, ever go in for that other company, you know.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking about that, too, because she also had her own issues with her.
Yeah, I'll never go in for that company. However, like you said, where there's smoke, there is fire. And so a lot of times you just have to go away from that building so you don't get caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of where, you know, where I am right now. I'm leave my name out of it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You won't find no evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I going to stop using what I have? Absolutely not.
Well, no, as you shouldn't, as you didn't with the other shop. But we're talking four shops, including that other one that we don't like to talk about, who has now accused her of the same thing. One was dolls, this one is flowers. Another one was some, forget what that other one, JoJo's, what her thing was. But she also had an issue with something that was lifted,
and
lifted.
and you know, I get it, you know, because there are shops like, let me just say, the one with no hands, that people in the planner, there's a planner drama group that people will, if you mention her name one time, they're going to jump on your back because, oh, she does it all the time. She does it all the time. Somebody was getting rid of Happy Mail, and they sent me a whole kit just because it was her. Oh, I don't know if she stole it, so I'm sending it, you know? I'm
like, oh, my God.
You know, whatever the case may be. Like you said, people pick their battles. I'm picking mine, and I'm going to use what I got.
I mean, it's not like you're buying stolen goods from out somebody's trunk in the mall parking lot. that's a bit much.
They did not, you know, hijack somebody on the corner and steal their sneakers off their foot.
Right, you just simply ordered it from a website. I mean, you did everything right. People crack me up.
You know how you become guilty by association, and you don't even know. Like, how would I know?
Yeah.
I mean, now exactly. I know, of course, but I'm saying, like, before, how would somebody know? How would Sally Jo Sue on the corner who just found out about this shop, how would she know? And now somebody's trying to come into the planner community, and you like, oh, girl, don't. We don't move too, because, you know? Also, speaking of the planner community, you know I'm a reader, an avid reader.
No.
Yes. I love my books.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the book groups that I'm in, Black Girls Read Too, they decided to have a self-care planner party today. And they allowed me to co-host it with the amazing author and, you know, admin of the group, Tiffany Richardson. Shout out to Tiffany. We just got on there and talked to planners. It was good to talk with, you know, people who didn't know what they liked, didn't know what to do, how to do it, you know, pre-stickers. It was fun. It was like 2 hours, an hour of just questions. Everybody got to show off their planners. Even if it was just a regular notebook with lined paper. And then the last hour, she just played like some lo-fi music, and you know, everybody just worked. You know, I'm not really used to that. I'm really used to like people working and talking and chatting, but it was a different vibe. It was kind of cool. You know, the music was bumping. Everybody was kind of in their zone.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope I can make the next one. I was out with the kids.
Spending money.
I should have been on that call with y'all.
It was really good, and they kept asking for my co-host, and so I told them the next time you would try.
Yeah, I'll be there next time.
I did. They'll be get a little, you know, live action. Speaking of live action, guess what's coming?
What?
The Wild.
You
know what that means?
What?
We having a 1-year anniversary.
Oh my God, where are you taking me? What, congratulations to us.
Yes. We need to do a giveaway. Wait. Can you just give the number out in case somebody wants to call us?
Yes, I can. Sorry. We are at, if you would like to call and chit-chat with us, call us at 515-602-9680. 515-602-9680. We also need to, I know we talked about this once, maybe it was today, I don't know, having female guests for the month of March.
Oh, yeah, for Women's History Month.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be great. As a 1-year anniversary, now we can start bringing in some guests.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Some people who can maybe tell us about their shops or what they're doing, or even just maybe planning, just regular planning folks. I don't know. If you'll be interested, drop us a line. Let us know if you'd be interested.
Yeah. Like that.
And we'll get back to you and figure out how we can do it, because we can even do just recordings and then, you know, post them or whatever, depending on how many people we get. But it would be nice for people to be able to interact with the guests if, you know, if we can do it live. So, yeah, I think that would be good.
We can have longer shows.
Yeah, definitely.
So we could do a longer show and, you know, get a couple of people in, you know.
Yeah.
Put them in a segment.
Yeah, so I was going to say we can just do, 20 minutes with the person and then just post them or whatever. I think that would be good. We need to do that.
Yeah. So if you are a caller and you are listening, tell me somebody. I mean, listen, don't be going all big because I ain't paying nobody shit.
Yeah, we ain't paying nobody for their conversation. No, this is an opportunity for them too.
But, you know, the types of people, the types of things you like to hear about, I will put up a reel or something and ask for advice for Nick, and then maybe, you know, a poll of my stories or something, and then maybe you can drop us, you know, a line or two in my DM. Hit me up.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I'm excited about that, actually.
I have no
travel plans for March, so we should not have an issue on whatever given day.
Oh, good.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have we heard yet about the CPC dates?
No. No, but I'm so ready. a little bird was sneaking in my ear and telling me some stuff. But I can't tell everybody because then I might not be able to get my ticket.
Well, I'll tell you what I heard.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Tell me.
I think somebody's saying it's going to be in November. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that other one in November?
I think so. But I'm only okay with it because if they have it in October, I'm not free for two weekends in October. And I want to go.
For your birthday.
So badly. Yeah, I'm not available those two weekends, the weekend before and the weekend after. But I'm available any other time. I'll make myself available any other time.
Ooh, what if it's the same weekend as that other one?
Well, people with any sense is going to go to this one, the CPC one. I mean, unless you live in Florida and it's cheaper for you and you're a fan.
Correct. Well, I don't know. I want to go to Chicago. I want to go where everybody knows my... Oh, sorry.
Is that in Chicago or Boston?
Yeah, that's in Boston, my bad.
Either way, you just want to go.
Either way, I just want to go. I want to go, and I want to be happy, and I just cannot wait. Here, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so random. Do you use weather stickers in your planner?
No, but I do have a lot of them.
Do you? Yeah. Where do you get weather stickers from?
I got some from Oso Paper. I have some from Happy Planner when I used to buy those. And there was another, if I can find them. You need them?
I've just started, you know, tracking the weather, trying to at least, you know, I'm just trying to find reasons to use my damn planner, okay?
So you're tracking the weather? Okay.
I'm tracking the weather.
Just track your mood or something. I don't know.
Oh, I do. I track my mood. I added a complete health tracker thing. The doctor has me, you know, weighing myself every day, checking my blood pressure every day, and all of these different things that I need to be able to keep track of and watch and monitor very closely. So I had to have a place to put that's not, like, on my spread so everybody ain't looking at how fat I am this week or that week, you know?
Oh my God, you are crazy.
Or how skinny I am, because I mean, losing weight on you hoes, okay?
That's where I need to be.
Listen,
losing some weight.
Do you have goals for March?
Yeah, to make it to April right now.
Listen. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't really have any. I don't, but I need them. So for all y'all who say, how do you have a goal? I mean, you know, I have my regular goals, but a specific one, no, not for March, and I don't have a new one. I'm still trying to get through my goals for January and February, hell.
And last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think for March, the goal is, for the podcast, I want to record at least, sorry, you know, I'll be tired. I want to record at least 3 times for March.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to, me personally, cooking once a week.
Mm.
I was cooking on Wednesdays. And since I've been in the hospital, I mean, since I got out, I haven't cooked. And so I want to cook one day a week.
I think that's a good goal, and I need to do the same. I'm feeling your goal.
Okay, perfect. And I want to get up and look like somebody loved me at least, I want to say 3 days a week, but I'm pushing it. So let's go with 2 days a week.
Yeah, let's start small.
Yeah, okay, yeah, 2 days a week. Yeah, okay, perfect. So I'm going to write that down.
Well, I did tell my husband today that I need to start cooking more. I was a poor guy. Listen,
okay.
I am so tired. And when I come home from work sometime, I'm like, shit.
And he is hungry.
Yeah, he come home, poor guy. But, he makes it. I mean, he gets he making stuff. He eats a lot of omelets. And eggs are expensive.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
okay,
I need to.
One more. I would like to journal at least 3 times a week. I need to be back in touch with my inner emotions, and I haven't been.
Yeah, let me write that one down, too. I'm stealing your goals, okay?
That's okay. We can be goal buddies.
Yeah, because I'm going to need you to keep me honest.
Yeah, goal buddies. Because I just feel like I've lost track of who I am. And not who I am, not that, but like my inner emotions. We spend so much time like, you know, the whole thing today was about self-care. And so I was talking about making a list, self-care bucket list. And so I just feel like I spend so much time, as women spend so much time making sure the household is good, making sure the people inside the household is good, making sure everybody has eaten. We haven't even eaten. And we don't really check in with our own emotions because we're so busy checking in with everybody else's. And so journaling is a way to connect back to that. I'll create all these cute journaling spreads, and they never write on the thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm probably one of them people. But I don't even do that. I don't know. Listen, I don't even write in my planners. I haven't been decorating them. And I need to get back to that because at least there was a time where I would decorate it.
Right. I think that is the best thing I like about the Queen's Gambit is that there is a monthly accountability call that goes with it, right? It's like, okay, y'all, how we using them? And so this time we talked about routines. And so I screenshot.
Wait a minute. Where is calling?
You was out of town.
Oh, okay.
You was out of town. I tried to get you.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about it. I'm sorry.
So anyway, this time was about routines, and I'll share the screenshot with you that I took from the PowerPoint and the section to put it in your planner. But, sorry, y'all. I've been working really hard to, you know, get a routine And but I won't write it in the planner. And I'm like, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to, bitch, just write in the fucking planner, okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is definitely what I need to do. So that's what I'll be working on this week, is writing in my planner, writing out my goals, not just talking about them, but writing them down so that I can see them and hold myself and you accountable.
Yeah, please do. Please hold me accountable. Because I'm just, I'm getting there.
And I'm going to feel guilty because I recorded it on air.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, oh, yeah, I might need to do that. Yeah, that's about it. So those were my goals. Do you have any other goals? No.
No, I didn't even have those. You just gave me those.
Okay. Well, Sonia's goal is to work on her, to do her budget this month. And so she has a strict budget. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, well, good for her. Okay, budget. That's where I need to be. And I'm serious about it, though.
Okay.
I need to get my budget together.
Well, start small. Track the days you're doing no spend.
No, girl, I'm not even worried about that. Not the no spend. I just need to know where all my money goes. Like, you know, every time you fill out an application for something, it says, oh, what is your monthly salary or whatever, and then when you put it there, you like,
ain't no way.
You look at that and you look in the bank and you're like, what the hell is my
money? Ain't no way.
Yes. So, I mean, I know you get taxes and benefits and all that other stuff come out of it, but even after all that's out, it's like, what did I do with my money? And it's just, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
So I need to do better.
I have noticed, so I have a couple more subscriptions now, and yeah, I do use them. I use them as soon as I get them now.
Okay.
So
well, okay.
I'm down to the Rebel Ink Co., Sterling Ink, and I don't know if I would call Queen's Gambit a subscription.
Well, it's not monthly. It's quarterly.
It's not monthly. It's quarterly.
So what you could do is split the 3 months. Just put the one quarter into the 3 months. So if it's $30, which I know it's not, just put $10 for each month. So at least you'll have it into your budget.
Right.
I'm like, here, hear me telling you how to budget it. I don't even budget. Lord have mercy.
But I think that is considerably smaller than the amount of subscriptions I used to have.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. When we first met, and a year ago even, we had stuff coming out of our eyes.
Yeah.
And wasn't even using it.
Wasn't even using it. And Villa Beautiful. Let me just go on to put that. But guess what? I didn't. I did not buy this last Villa Beautiful.
But wait, guess what I did?
What?
Bought it twice. Because I had already done it. And then I got an email saying last whatever to order it. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot. So I even sent I ordered it, then I sent a message to Cece, and I was like, VB kit. And she goes, I think I already got that. She says, we ordered it already. And I was like, oh, my God. So I have two coming. But I attempted, well, I thought about emailing them and telling them that I ordered too many and I just needed one.
Well, if the pen is really cute, I'll borrow it from you.
Okay.
I'm going to be kind of sad about that. But if the washi looks well, like what I think it's going to look like, don't even, I don't, no.
Oh, because you with the leopard. Ugh. Well, I'm telling you, if not, if you don't like it, I'll put that as part of our giveaway. Because maybe for our year, we should have a nice little giveaway.
Yeah, I have a couple of things that I have purchased that I've been, saving for a very special occasion. Hildy McQueen is in the planner community, and she has a couple of books, and I have two of one book somehow, and so I was going to give away one of her books to go with it. with some planner items. But it won't be like half of a sticker sheet, y'all. Whatever I give you is going to be the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole. I won't be giving you my trash. I hate when people do that. I watched the other day, and they're like, oh, yeah, here's this. Did I use this? I'm like, now.
Yeah, don't tell people you don't like it and you didn't want it. Yeah, you could tell, too, even though that's why I don't like D-Stash staples. Because in a lot of 98% of the stuff is somebody else's junk.
Yeah, I don't want no junk. I don't want no junk. I have so many, like, double, the Honeybee shop, I have double books because I bought them when they were on sale. And then I bought another two or three, and I don't use a vertical planner much anymore. So, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff. So it'll just be some stuff that I have, a couple of Happy Planner books that I have, you know, double of, never used, never been touched. So, yeah, I think that'll be good. I think they will enjoy that. Let's see, how much time we got?
8 minutes.
Okay. One more thing I want to talk about. Do you have anything?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I want to talk about the amount of, somebody else was talking about it when we were on that tangent about the lady and the planners buy too much stuff. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about it every time I bring up my Cricut and my Cricut Joy. I hear a bunch of people say, I have a Cricut and I've never opened it.
Yeah.
And that really makes me sad. Because why are we so afraid of messing up? Because ultimately, that's what it boils down to. Why are we so afraid of messing up?
I think it's just how we're wired. And women especially are wired that way because it's hard to be the strong one, the leader, the this, the. So people are afraid of messing up. And me too. I mean, I use my Cricut. But in the beginning, I was using it, but I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to mess this up. And then you have good paper or pretty paper, and you're like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. You know, so it's just, I know it's something that people have to overcome, but it is what it is, you know.
I have purchased an ass load of SVGs for a very small price.
How much is ass load?
I think the lady said it was like over 600 SVG files.
That you have? Oh, yep. You purchased a drive, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pulled out that Cricut Joy, and this is the week that I am printing some shit on that thing.
And well, good for you. I'm so proud of you.
So I was just, you know, I was saying that, not just talking about other people, but myself too. Like, girl, who cares if you mess up?
Yeah.
You were gifted some vinyl. You can buy some more. You buy a whole bunch of other shit. You can buy some more. So if you get some vinyl in the mail from me that says something random, just appreciate it and know that it was a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, I will. I will appreciate it. Can you make, can I put in a request? I'm going to just start ordering shit from you.
Okay, perfect. I mean, I'm not making any other money, so.
I think you'll enjoy it once you start. You really will.
I make it work, yeah.
And I don't mind helping you.
Huh?
I don't mind helping.
Okay, well,
you've never asked. But I will.
I'll be harassing. You know I'm scared. I will harass you this week for sure.
I'll be here because that's.
And you said you won't be out of town.
No, I won't. Mm-mm. I don't have anything scheduled for March, so.
Oh, perfect. Oh, another thing I wanted to tell you that I'm doing for March, since it is Women's History Month and I am determined to use my stash because I just have so much and I want to buy some new stuff, but I can't buy new stuff if I have so much. I am doing a doll a day for the month of March.
Okay. So you're going to use, okay. All right, so should I do that? So you're going to put it on, oh, and mine is not going to look the same. Yours is the B6. Oh, let me, how much time do I have left?
I'm in the cover of Queen.
Oh, that's right. It's a half letter. Oh, okay. But it's not on the same. Is it on the same page?
No, because you have daily.
Oh, so you're doing it in a daily. Okay, okay, okay.
Yep. I'm doing a doll a day. I am using my stash. Because I want new stuff. Like, Live Love Posh has new books, and I'm like, but I got these rainbow books. Do I need another book? Yes, I do. But until you use some of that stuff, okay. So I talked to myself, and that's what myself decided. Okay, well, use your shit. Okay. Somebody said the best way to get rid of your shit is to do those. And I said, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. And remember I told you that's how I started doing dailies with that D Planner Babe?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Planner Babe.
But that's when I was using the full-size, what is it, the classic. And, again, I haven't been decorating anything, but I need to get back into that. I've been cleaning my craft room today because that's part of the issue. Like, I just go and I'll be like, ugh, no. So I'll get in my bed and start writing, but then I don't want to decorate. And I've left my scissors in the other room, or you know. So I'm just like, that's kind of what happens.
I'm starting with these cute ass fairies, and then, yeah, it's definitely going to be a doll a day.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see this.
Me too.
You're crazy.
Me too. I'm going to make it happen, though.
Yeah, you are, because I'm going to ask you every day.
Oh, good. Don't worry, because I have been posting on Instagram every single day.
Oh, yeah, you have. You have, and I didn't like your videos. I'm like, look at her. So proud of you.
Stepping out. It's been a year. I'm like, get out there. Danny, I don't know his name. Danny something. Danny plans it. Danny plans it. He really encourages everybody to get out there and really try those reels and whatnot. So I'm trying it. I'm trying it. I wish I could get my co-host out there. We need to just scrap Real Talk, Real Plans with Coco and just go with Coco Plans.
Oh, I don't post.
Yeah, because that's what you posted.
I know. I'd be so confused. So what I have started doing is either tagging the other one and sharing it so I could go back and just share the post.
Right.
Yeah. So don't worry, I'm getting better. Like I said, I'm not off this month, but I'm not traveling this month, so
right.
I'll have more time. That wears me down.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to our Scattered Month End show. We really appreciate you all the time. And as always, we are messy, but not malicious. Have a good night. Yeah.